There's a very interesting medrash that Rashi quotes in this week's parsha, that when Noah is taking care of everyone in the teva, so he leaves out one animal, or he neglects one animal, right? The pasuk tells us, V'yishar ach Noah, right? Only Noah and his family remained after the mabul. But the medrash that Rashi quotes says that ach is hinting to us, it's alluding to the fact that that Noah neglected to feed the lion, and the lion struck him, bit him, struck him, whatever, fine, good? There you go. So now, the question is as follows. Rabbi Lam and others asked, like, why is this like a medrash that we have? Like, what's the significance of this story that he was hit by the lion? Like, who cares? What's it teaching us? What do we learn from it? We can do three things. Three things. Ready? There you go. Number one, we'll start with maybe we'll go from I don't want to say worst, but from good to better. So the first one is this idea written by Rav Avram. I think you pronounce his name Kalmanovitz or Kalmanovitch. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Mir in Brooklyn. After Mir was uprooted from Poland, he restarted Mir in, I think, 1946 in Brooklyn, New York. He was someone who was not just a Rosh Hashiva, he was an incredible person. He was the person who single-handedly orchestrated the Mir Poland moving to Shanghai. And he was the person who was responsible for getting or securing 250 visas to help bring all those people who were in Shanghai and bring them to America. And he was also someone who worked on saving Syrian Jewish refugees after the war and people who were sent to North Africa. He helped refugees all over. He was someone who was always Osik B'Tzar Fik Tzibor and giving shir, I guess, in the Mir in Brooklyn. So at one point he was talking to the Vad of Hatzalah of America. And he was trying to collect money to help these Jews all over Europe, for the Hatzalas HaYehudim in Europe. And he quoted this Rashi, and he said his question was a little bit different. He says, why was he held to such a high standard? Meaning Noah, at the end of the day, he's like literally taking care of every single animal and his family. He's taking care of everybody. He's the last person, right? God is trusting him to restore humanity, the world, like throw him a bone. So he's a little bit late feeding the lion. Who cares? So what he says is that when you're the last line of defense, when you are it, so the standard is so much higher. If God is trusting you to restore humanity, obviously it's going to be higher. He's going to hold you to a much higher standard. Right? We know there's a halacha that you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. He skipped the lion, so he got struck. Why did he get struck? Because Hashem's holding him to a higher standard. And this was the musar he gave to the people in America. He said, you guys are spared from the Holocaust. You're still sitting here with your families and your communities. He said, there's so many people who lost their communities. They lost their family. They lost their children. They're all over the world, North Africa, Syria, Shanghai. You guys are held to a much higher standard. You have to help. And not just a little bit. You have to do everything you can to help those Jews. So answer number one, or lesson number one, we're sometimes held to a higher standard. Noah was held to a higher standard, and that's why he was hit by the lion. That's idea number one. Idea number two is written in the Sefer Mishnah Sacher, written by Rav Techtel. Everyone hear of the Sefer Im Habanim Smecha? It's a Sefer Be'er Yisrael. So he was the mechaber of that Sefer. He also wrote a Sefer on the Parsha of Mishnah Safir. He says a very cool idea. He quotes a medrash, a separate medrash, that says when Noah got off the teva, so he looked around the world, saw it was like totally decimated, and started to cry. And he's like, Hashem, like, how could you destroy the world? Like, what'd you do? So Hashem, the lashon of the medrash is wild. Hashem calls him a shote. Like, you fool. It's your fault. It's your fault. Like, I was the only good guy. What do you mean it was my fault? So he says, well, you didn't daven for anybody. You should have brought a carbon and you should have davened. And if you would have done that, I would have stopped it. Where does he get that from? So the Medrash says, because when Noach got off the teva and he brought a carbon, what happened? This beautiful aroma went up to Hashem. Hashem said to himself, Lo osif lekalil od es ha'adama ba'avor ha'adam. Hashem said, I'm not going to curse anyone else on the planet anymore. I'm not going to destroy anyone. We'll get to you in a second. And the idea, the Medrash says, is that if he would have brought this carbon earlier, so then it would have been taken care of. Hashem would have stopped the destruction. So then the question is, why was he hit by a lion, though? Who cares? Meaning, like, you can say Hashem's anointed him, or frustrated they didn't bring a carbon, he didn't daven for everybody earlier, right? But why a lion? So this is so cool. It's geshmak. He quotes a Gemara in Yuma, on Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, that says when someone brings a carbon, so there's a little bit of fire there, and it gets consumed by fire. But not only a fire in this world, right? Not only a lower fire, so to speak, but a fire came down, was Yored Min HaShemayim, an Eish. But what did the Eish look like? It's like a shtickle, maybe like, I don't know, the cover of like the Hunger Games or one of these things where the fire comes down, right? It was an Eish Bidemus Ari. A fire came down from heaven in the image of a lion. The fire looked like a lion, and that lion would consume everything on the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah Sachir says it was Mida Keneged Mida. you, Noah, should have brought a carbon, and you would have ceased the destruction, you would have saved people or saved the world, whatever that means. Since you didn't do it and you prevented that Eish, Yored Mishmayim B'de Musari, you prevented that lion, so to speak, from eating its carbon. So Mida Kenegan Mida, you were struck by a lion in this world. That's his idea. And it's a difficult idea. I hear that not davening for everybody else. The Kedushas Levi, the Berditchever, has this idea. Right? The Torah says that he went into the Mabel. No, sorry, not into the Mabel. Noach went into the Teva, Mipnei, because of the reign of the Mabel. And Rashi there says he was Mekatne Amunah. He was of small or little, let's say, Amunah. He didn't have a lot of Amunah. And the Pashpshat is because he didn't really think Hashem was going to really bring the water until it started to rise above his ankles, and he said, okay, I'm going to get in. But the Berditchever has a beautiful word. He says, Mekani Amun, he didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe in his ability to daven for other people. He didn't believe in his own koach atfilah to daven and save the other people around him. So, because of that, what happened? He ended up getting hit by a lion. And he even say, Shtikala, wizard of Azi, right? I think the Be'er Moshe says that he was hit by a lion because we like to say that the lion is like the most courageous and brave of all animals, right? Wizard Oz, right? So he was hit by the lion because he didn't have any courage in himself. He wasn't brave enough. He didn't believe in himself. He didn't have that amun in himself to daven for other people. So idea number one, we said, held to a higher standard. And that's why he was punished, even though it doesn't seem like the craziest thing in the world. Okay, he was a little bit late getting him his food. Idea number two is he didn't bring this carbon, which was eaten or consumed by a fire that was an image of a lion. So it's me. Idea number three, and we'll end with this, Rabbi Norman Lamb says something very interesting, and his mussar is wild. So it's amazing. Rabbi Norman Lamb, who Rashiva Chancellor of YU, a Rav in New York City, a brilliant, brilliant person, says that maybe like you can justify, again, Noach not bringing him the food exactly on time. Because, you know, after all, he's feeding all the animals that were there. But, you can also say, what was the obvious oversight of Noach? Meaning, this is what he points to Noach's flaw. Okay, what's the lesson we learned from this medrash? Again, his question at the beginning is like, it's a funny, bizarre, strange medrash that Rashi is quoting. And like, what's the mussar, what's the takeaway for us? So he says, that if you ask any kid, right, like what's the most feared animal in the jungle, in the animal kingdom, it's the lion. Pashut is the lion. Good answer. Right? Not at your question. It's few, right? Good. Okay. Everyone was nervous there. It's the lion. Everyone knows the lion is the most feared of all, right? Madagascar, right? Alex, the lion. We all know. It's all about the lion. He's the most feared one. So if you're in a room with every single animal, right? In the entire planet, like, who do you want on your side? Like, whose crew do you want to be in? Who's in your squad? You want the lion. So you should take care of the lion first. So he says, Noah's oversight, he says, it was such an obvious oversight. Any person walks in and sees every single animal, you want to make sure the lion's on your side. That's how he kind of phrases it. It was an oversight and it was an obvious oversight. And that's why he was punished. Fine, that's his idea. But the muster that he gives is wild. He like, six paragraphs, every paragraph he's ripping someone else. No one was unharmed. Everyone got rocked. He says, he first talking about people who go out to make a living. He says, they're so busy, you're going to like this line, says they're so busy making a living that they forget to live. He says, they forget about their spouses, they forget about their children, they forget about their community. And they said that when they, at the end of their lives, what do they have? They just have lots of money and nothing else. Because they've destroyed every single relationship that they have. Because all they're focused on is money and nothing else that's important. It's an obvious oversight, he says, that we go to work to make money to help support our family and enhance our family's lives. And people just forget about that. And he goes off and he starts ripping on shuls. He calls it, and the thing he calls them synagogues, right? He says, you have these synagogues. Anyway, what's the main purpose we go to shul? To daven. Again, not a trick question. We go to daven. And he says, all these shuls, they have these, you know, activities, and they have these games, and they have these events, and shuls, and all these nice things, right? And all these things people are flocking to. He says, but what do we forget to do in shul? We forget to focus on davening. And then he goes on, he starts talking about doctors. He starts ripping on doctors. Because doctors and take the Hippocratic Oath, that they care about the well-being of every single patient, and that's at the beginning, and then all of a sudden what they start caring about? Making money. And getting the best position in the best hospital so they can get the best title and be the chair of this, you know, wit. He says they forget about the patients. They forget about why they entered the profession of healing, because they care about people and they want to help people and improve people's lives. And they just forget about that. And they forget the obvious thing. And then he says, and rabbis, they're guilty of it too. He rips everybody. He says, rabbis, what's the main job of a rabbi? to study Torah, to teach Torah, and to help people grow. And what do all these rabbis care about? Standing up in front of the room, you know, getting all the kavod, speaking at certain events, you know, being called up as, you know, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, blah, 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 right? And all they want is kavod, and they forget that their job is to learn Torah, share Torah, and teach Torah. So he says the mussar that we learned from Noah is that it was this obvious oversight of not feeding the lion. He should have walked in and wanted to be number one best friends with the lion, and he dropped the ball on that. So three ideas, let's quickly do a little chazara. The first one is from the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mir of Avram Kamenovitz, who says that we have to, or not we, but Noah was held to a higher standard, and he used that as mussar talking to the Vada Hatzal of America to help Jews in Europe after the war. The other idea was the Mishnah Sachir. It was Mida Keneged Mida that he got hit by a lion because he didn't bring a carbon to prevent the destruction of the world. And by not bringing a carbon, he prevented this Eish, Shiyorid Mishamayim, Bidimus Ari, right? This fire coming down from Shemayim in the image of a lion from eating or consuming the carbon. So too, he got hit by the lion. And that kind of explained or expressed his you know, katnus of Amunah, that his minimal amount of Amunah in himself, in his ability to daven for other people. And the third idea was Rabbi Lam about the obvious oversight. So that's three ideas on Noah and the lion. Thank you.